You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day.
Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
But they can bring me the pizza.
Oh, here we go. We are back. Hey, welcome again. We are outside right now with Danny Bame, Green Bay Papa Murphy, Father's Day demo for pizza. And I'll tell you what, Jim, I've talked about this before. I'm going to build a wood-burning pizza oven in my yard.
Yeah.
Okay. And Danny, this tastes like what I would assume my wood-burning pizza is going to taste like.
Just like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Papa Murphy's makes great pizza, and I've been going to your place for, but it's cooked in the oven. You cook this on the grill.
Yeah, this one on the grill.
Yep. Is this new?
We've been trying to get people to grill, cook pizza on the grill, not just.
What a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Nikki's actually doing the work.
He's just taking credit.
Nikki, come on over here. You're running around doing all the work. He's just here to be a big-time guy.
Taking the credit.
These are so good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Oh, man, are we enjoying them.
Absolutely. They're tasty, fresh made this morning by yours truly. And we're glad to be out here today. It's a beautiful day in Green Bay.
What's the secret of getting this crust so good?
Actually, we go in every day, early morning. We make it fresh.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Then with the grilling part, give us some secrets on grilling it so you don't burn it or so it's not, raw.
Sure. I like to proof my crust. So a lot of times you're going to leave your pizza in the refrigerator to keep your toppings all nice and fresh. Mm-hmm. But you're going to want to pull that out and let it actually come to room temperature for about an hour. And then you're going to want to put it into the oven or onto the grill.
It has a different flavor.
That smoking
doesn't it, Jim?
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've never had smoked pizza. And I love your pizza.
Excellent. The charcoal really does make a big difference. I've heard people are getting more creative with their smokers.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a little old-fashioned. I like to sit out in my lawn chair, enjoy a drink, and grill out.
But you put I have a gas grill, but you put those wood chips in there. That gives it that smoke flavor.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For Father's Day, I still like to grill, but the kids can buy the pizza.
Yes, and it's a great recommendation for babysitters. If you and the wife maybe want to go out and have a more special dinner, you can get pizza and have those kids all happy at home as well.
Yeah, and the freshest pizza too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are all about fresh.
This is, I'm not joking about this. This is delicious.
Delicious.
This is really, really good, and it's unique. It's pizza like I've never tasted pizza before being grilled.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys use any special type of charcoal or anything?
No, she just bought some right from
really?
There.
Yes. Yeah. I like to stay away from the briquettes. They don't burn as fast.
Okay.
So I like to get that hardwood clump stuff. But, like you were saying,
but
there's
don't
plenty
discount
of different
the wood
flavors.
Chips on the gas grills.
Yeah.
Could you do this? Okay, you were talking about camping and different things. Could you do this over a wood fire?
Yeah,
with the tripod, absolutely.
Okay.
So we have
yes.
a pizza stone that's on the grill. So if you do that, it just helps disperse the heat a little bit. You just don't want direct heat onto the
pizza. So it doesn't burn?
Correct. You want to do it on indirect heat. To just do it lower and slower. Yeah.
So this is good for any, how many different pizzas do you have? Like a million?
Oh, absolutely.
We have tons of signature pizzas,
and then you can create your own. We have multiple different sauces. We have a couple different varieties here this morning.
Let me just say something. I've never been a fan of vegetable pizza.
Oh.
You guys put a vegetable pizza on there. I just had it. Tastes completely
Absolutely.
Different than any vegetable pizza I've ever had before.
It was our recommendation. That's one of our gourmet delights, and it's very popular among our guests.
Wow.
Guilt-free pizza eating is what we try to go for.
I know, right?
Get the veggies in.
Yeah. Yeah, get the veggies.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This is so good. And I'm not just saying that. I've never tasted pizza with that kind of a flavor before.
Yeah. Yeah. And Danny, I think a lot of us, while people listening, they listen, here, Manitowoc, Appleton, Oshkosh. Where are your locations? You guys are, you're big time.
Oh, we have just a location in Manitowoc, one there, and then five in the Green Bay area. So one in Howard, two in Green Bay, and then two in De Pere. And then we have five in the Appleton area as well. There's also a location
in
Oshkosh.
It's got 14, 15 locations. That's awesome.
Yeah, got to keep Nikki busy.
Who came up with that? Oh, yeah, Officer Craig. Officer Craig, we need somebody to get Officer. Look at that. He's fading away
to
nothing.
Yeah, right.
Bring him some pizza for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Look at that poor guy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're looking good, Craig.
Trouble.
Yeah, Craig, have a little something. Have some nourishment if you're going to patrol our streets. My goodness. Are the cops pretty good clients of yours?
Oh, the cops are good pizza guys.
Great pizza
Well, Officer
guys.
Craig, how are you, sir? Officer Craig, have you ever had a grilled pizza before?
I have not.
You're going to love this.
I can't wait. This is fantastic.
This is unbelievable.
Peel it out of his hand or what? Oh,
go step inside.
Don't try taking it from Jim. You do not want to try to take it away from Jim's hands. No.
I won't take it out of his hands.
This is good stuff.
Oh, man.
This is great. I mean, this is
Is pizza on the diet of police officers?
Absolutely. Okay. Of course. Donuts, pizza and donuts.
Pizza, that's right. So this is Papa Murphy's. Where you know, they have great fresh pizzas. You can
love
get anything
Papa
you want.
Murray's.
But so do I. Yes. Right? They're just great. Bring that home and throw it in the oven. But throw it on the grill. I'm going to do that this weekend with wood chips because I have a gas grill.
That sounds fantastic.
That's what she said. It can work. I'm going to give this a whirl. This is good stuff.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Breakfast. Breakfast pizza, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't even just smell good?
Lunch pizza.
Did bacon and Canadian bacon on that one. Just like a,
Back bacon on there.
Yep.
Oh, I'm basically Canadian, so I can call it back bacon.
That is awesome.
What do you think, Officer Craig?
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, tell us a little bit about how long you have to cook it to make it like that.
I would say roughly around 15 minutes.
Okay.
If you like it crispier, you know, you're going to want to leave it on there. Some people like their pizzas a little more doughy. So low and slow is the way to go with that.
Okay.
We do have multiple crusts. So we have original crust, thin crust, and we have a gluten-free option that we did bring today for everyone to try.
We're eating gluten-free. Can you believe that? That's what we're eating.
Yeah. Yes.
It's good for you. See, John,
and
you can do
And it's very healthy.
Why does he always look at me when he talks about stuff like that?
I was looking at your gut.
Oh my God!
No, this is great.
Wow! So tell me a little bit how you came up with this. Give us a background on Papa Murphy's. It's been such a staple in the community.
Yeah. The brand is about 30 years old, but it started out west, and there's been some stores that are 20, 25 years old around here.
Wow!
But yeah, we've been around in the community. We do a lot of fundraising in the community and try.
I know you do.
And definitely try to, just get to know our people, get to know our guests, and bring
it. It's not an easy gig because there's pizza. Everybody has their own type of pizza they can do, and you guys have found a way to make a niche that is just truly successful.
Yeah, definitely try to make it easy. Don't have to go out and have an expensive meal or chase the kids around and keep them corralled at home. And
wow.
Yeah.
However, people say that once in a while. There's a lot of pizza places, but pizza is the number one food that people want. Hands down over sub sandwiches, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, it's pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a market there, too. You just, like Johnny just said, you kind of carved out a really cool niche that you make it as fresh as can be and take it home and boom.
Yeah.
But if you don't have good crust, we've talked about this, you don't have good pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can put any topping in the world on top of it. Doesn't matter.
Yep. Cheese is cheese.
Cheese is cheese.
But even before we put it in the oven, room temperature, is that just for the grill?
Just because ours is fresh dough. That's why she's talking to proof the crust up to room temperature.
Okay.
So that'll help it crisp up when you put it in the oven.
Okay.
And then what's the other thing, the cinnamon roll thing you got coming on?
Yep. So we actually have that on the grill right now. That is a dessert option that we offer. I like to switch it up a little bit for breakfast. I like to have it with my coffee. It's kind of a sweet and savory. But I also know the kids love it late at night. I mean, it's a great, simple treat.
So it's not done yet. That's on the grill right now, right?
No.
Tell Officer Craig to leave it alone then.
Absolutely.
Tell him to wait.
Just a few more minutes, please.
He's getting a call. He's got to run to something. So speed it up.
He's like, they can wait.
I'll be there soon. Yeah. I'll be there when I get there. Officer Craig, thanks for coming by, buddy. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about if somebody buys, this is great, and I still think camping-wise, this would be great when you got the little fire going out there in the campground or whatever. Tell me how somebody can do this. You need one of the tripod type things, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then that's going to have a grate over your fire.
Right.
And you're going to want to let your flames get down real low because you're going to want to use those hot coals just like if you were cooking anything else.
That's what I was going to ask. More over the coals than the flames.
Correct.
Okay.
You can order ahead. You can call. You can come in store or you can do the online options. We have a lot of deals available and discounts available. A lot of people like to get them on Friday, and then they're going to wrap them up and take them up north for the weekend.
Do they come frozen when they buy them from you guys?
Absolutely not.
So they're never frozen.
No,
so
the freshest no freezers. Pizza in
That's the difference, isn't it?
That's a curse word around
That's
there.
That's the right. Okay. 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 It's like, you know, you always wonder what separates one thing from another thing. That's one of the things that separates yours.
And
so that dough is always fresh.
Always fresh.
There's really no difference between a frozen pizza and your pizza. I mean, it's just your pizza is so much better because the frozen has, I like it.
Wait, back up. You just said there's no difference between a frozen pizza and their pizza. I think you had that wrong. You had
big difference.
Totally
big
wrong.
Difference.
Huge difference.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
Big difference.
Night and day
big
is what you're trying to say.
Like, are your taste buds working this morning?
They are. That was good.
Sleeping still.
Yeah, I am. No, that's a big difference is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But here's the deal, though, too. When you cook something like this, Do you, okay, and I'm a crust guy. You know, you got to have the, and I like the thinner crust more than the thicker crust, okay? Yeah. Do you scorch it a little bit? Do you check the crust to know when it's really done with something like this when you're cooking it over a grill like this or over definitely. A campfire?
Yes.
And the thin crust will definitely cook a lot faster.
Right.
Yep. But always keeping on rotating it, too, on the grill. Obviously, you can get some of those hot spots.
Right.
Keeping rotating the crust and checking the crust off. I mean, peel it up a little bit. Obviously, we have the white tray that keeps it very easy to
right.
cook to give a little barrier. But
tell a little bit more about that stone you were talking about.
Yeah, so you can see Nikki has a stone. So it just helps move the heat around so you don't get those hot spots. But having a pizza stone, they're very cheap at the store. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, so then you can put the pizza right on, and we have the white tray that we use, so you can see
right.
that gets a little brown on the bottom.
So you don't put the pizza actually on the actual grates?
We do, not on the grates.
That's
no.
what I mean, okay.
On the stone, yep.
Got it, okay.
Yep. But definitely helps with grilling, for sure, to keep the
got it.
The crust from getting, you know.
And those stones aren't that expensive, like
no,
you said.
Very cheap.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yep.
I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, and on the campfire, too, put the grill, put the stone on the grate, same thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Jim, I'm shocked that you don't know that stones, this isn't, you know, one of your, in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I use the grill like yeah. I'll use it in the winter too
yeah.
it's right out on the deck you know?
Yeah
but you make good. Your own pizzas
I do
great
ooh, I do because I like them
oh
like
he's
you.
Big time in this
yeah
I well, do like pizza this is really really I'm telling you I've never had is it called smoked pizza or just pizza on the grill
no pizza on
pizza
the grill
just pizza on the grill,
grill.
Yeah. Pizza on the grill
yeah.
all right it's great love it and what did you just make what is on
that's
there?
Gonna be our cinnamon wheel it's gonna be our dessert option
okay.
it has a delicious
yep. familiar with
cinnamon
that.
Granola-y crispy cream cheesy deliciousness.
That doesn't sound good at all. When is it going to be ready? I just heard like Officer Craig put on his brakes. He's coming back with a siren on.
Like she said, with coffee, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow.
How
this
many
is
varieties
great.
Of pizza does Papa Murphy's have? And I know I kind of said a gazillion, but I mean, do you could get custom, right?
Yes, yeah, so you can get create your own on Tuesdays. That's going to be our special. You can create your own up to 5 toppings, or we have our signature pizzas or any of our gourmet delight pizzas available. And you can come in and meet with somebody like my wonderful self, and I would love to take your order and make your pizza for you.
What's your background on this, Nikki? How'd you get so good at this?
I honestly...
Just give credit to the boss. He's
yeah.
standing right here.
No,
I mean, come
no,
on. It's
no.
a...
Honestly, I'd have to give
show.
Credit to my kids.
Yeah,
my,
there you go.
My kids oh. actually worked for Papa Murphy's before me. They started
oh,
when they
good.
Were 14, and I used to stop and visit them just to get pizza and to get that employee discount that they had. And it was
boy,
great.
Boy, she's very honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I met the boss and the owners, and we kind of hit it off right away, personality and work-wise. And I just kind of dug right in. I learned about pizza dough, and I learned about you know yeast and all the... baking kind of metrics, and I just ran with it since then.
Danny, how is it the employee base? Mm-hmm. Find a good employee.
Yeah,
that's always the challenge, right?
We're very lucky to have awesome people that work with us.
That's the key.
We've had managers that have worked with us for 15, 16 years.
Oh, man,
we have new
right.
people that are, you got to have new high school kids that
sure.
they graduate eventually. But yeah, we have a good mix of veterans and, you know,
really?
New kids that.
That's awesome.
It's their first job or their junior, senior in high school and, yeah, get to
well,
make some money.
But,
yeah.
I don't want to gloss over it. You mm-hmm. do a lot of charity work for the community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your name's on a lot of things. You're helping high schools, booster clubs, all that kind of stuff.
And
but
with that, we're going to sit our quick break.
Oh.
We're going to be moving inside. We're going to be back with more with Papa Murphy's. Folks, we can't say enough good things about how delicious this is. Back, Mind on the Mayor, right after this.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
So I chose this
Todd
song.
Todd never plays a song without a meaning.
I chose this song because you guys made the dessert, the cinnamon
that's
dessert.
That's what I thought.
So
I was, you know, if you would have given me a multiple, I would have guessed that.
It's, would you have?
I would have. Because I said that. It really smells good. That is cinnamon. You can smell it outside.
Get real close to those mics, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, pull on up. Papa Murphy's this morning, man. Danny.
Nikki, so you guys can be, what, a weekly presence on this show?
Yeah. How hungry are you guys every Friday?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like running around, and every time I ran past out there, I grabbed another piece.
It reminded me of 4th of July, pulling into my aunt's camp, as we'd call it up in the UP, and they'd have, you know, the fire going out there.
The tripod
thing,
right?
And stuff, and that was, because that, I still think smells conjure up memories better than anything. And the smell of you guys roasting that pizza out there brought me back to those memories. Just that smell is awesome with that crust, isn't it, though?
Yep. There's just nothing quite like it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, brats on the grill and hamburgers in summer. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother smell. But, yeah, pizza on the grill is just a...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Danny, tell us what locations you're involved with.
Yeah.
So we Danny Bain, by the way.
Yep.
The Howard location, 2 in Green Bay on Main Street and Mason Street, and then both the locations in De Pere, and then locations in the 5 in Appleton.
Tell them where you are in De Pere.
In De Pere, at East De Pere and West De Pere.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, with you guys, though, too, people, when they buy your pizza, they take it home and they cook it any way they want.
Yeah.
Okay? And we've all been to pizza places where it's like, that crust wasn't done well enough, or that crust was too well done. And you know what?
That's the best part about doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do it exactly how you want to do it.
Yep. Yeah, I would just recommend to people like 15 to 18 minutes on the tray if you want it a little crispier.
Yep.
It'll easily slide off there for another 2 minutes, and that's how you can kind of dial in your crispiness.
Yeah. I always kind of look at the bottom when I get a pizza because I want to see a little bit of that scorchness.
Yep. Yes, color is flavor.
Isn't it, though?
That's the tasty part.
And that's the thing is, though, too. Okay, so Jim was talking. He wants to try that, but you want to do what with the with your the hardwood?
Oh, I have a gas grill, so I'm going to put in wood chips.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. So.
Yeah, so that's the way we do smoked chicken, right?
Because
I don't have a smoker, although I should get one because they're not. But anyway, I don't have a smoker. My brother does. Oh, you got to get one. But if you put wood chips with some water in there, that will create that same smell that you're getting off the charcoal. So, and that's very inexpensive.
I'm gonna ask you too. So when you do that, when you get that going, do you keep the lid on to keep all the smoke in?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Because if you're...
Yeah. That's what you're doing, right, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what also helps to melt the cheese.
Right.
You know,
if you're looking, it ain't cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Hey, Todd.
Your dad ever...
Todd.
What?
I'd like a little cinnamon roll.
You want me to bring you a cinnamon roll?
That would be kind of nice.
She said with coffee, which is nice. I'm going to get that drink.
I mean, a piece of cinnamon roll?
So tell us about...
Todd, I'm doing it for our clients.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing it for them. Again, I do everything for the people.
But, Daddy, just tell us about... online, ours, website, just so we can order.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have an app, or you can go to our website, popmurphys.com, place your order.
Okay.
You can give the stores, any store, a telephone call and go ahead and place your order, or you can come right in and place your order with one of our wonderful staff members.
Look at this.
We also run multiple specials. On Tuesday, we have our large pizzas are $10.99 and our families are $13.99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you can create your own. And it's really fun to see the different recipes and combinations that the guests come up with. And then, like Father's Day, for example, we do a special promotion. Dads love pizzas along with grandpas. So we will have a special promo going for that.
This is horrible.
Absolutely. It's breakfast. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. Tell us again what this is.
So this is going to be our cinnamon wheel. This is going to be our dessert option. It's got a cinnamon butter spread, and then it has a granola brown sugar crisp that goes on the top. I went ahead and braided the crust for you guys this morning to give you a little bit more of that flavor from the grill. There are multiple options available online that people create their own items with our pizzas. They take them home and
this crust is perfect. You see what I mean about that scorch underneath?
Wonderful.
Yep. That's perfect.
Excellent.
When we buy that comes with the butter?
Yep, that comes with the butter.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then we also
buy it
have...
just for the butter, just so you know. It'll come, just get the butter.
Extra cup's only 50 cents.
We have all right. Bread. We have lots of
the
sides.
Owner.
I'm going to use this butter on my face.
Yeah, okay.
Just so good.
Yes.
That smells great. Yeah, good.
You got to try it. Seriously, try it.
Do you have, this is cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have other varieties or cinnamon?
Cinnamon is primarily our staple right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get lucky and we'll run up special limited time only option. But right now we're focusing on our limited time only as a pizza option. We have our summer selects available right now. And it's a great deal. They're only $8.99. And there's a couple options that you can choose from. And it's just great for the summer options, not only for adults, but kids. Kids in high school, you got any young boys? Right. I mean, their friends are coming over. Grab up a pizza.
Everybody loves pizza, yes. Right? And when kids come over, it's pizza, pizza, pizza.
But I can't imagine. Okay, you get up, you're camping someplace, you get out of the tent or whatever.
Yeah.
Mama or whomever has this cooking on the grill.
Mama.
And you walk out of, how great would this be to have
a pause with the banjo?
Yes.
What? What did I say wrong?
Mama. Mama's there. She's cooking it. And I said, pause with the banjo. So anyway, I just thought.
Ignore him.
Into it. Yes, please.
This is delicious. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Wonderful. No, it's good stuff.
Well, thanks for coming in and treating us and just having some fun with us this morning.
Yeah.
They were here last night, too. So they did double duty for us.
Oh, you did Pete?
Yeah.
We slept in the studio.
Did you?
All right. Yep.
Pulling fine. The night yep. shift.
Yep. They may or may not have had a couple of spotted hanging out someplace. I'm go. Just saying.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thanks keep for everybody having us. Happy. It was wonderful meeting everyone.
Jim was bringing up something before we left outside about what you guys do for the community.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk a little bit about that. That's a priority
a couple
for
things.
You guys.
I mean, people know, but those who don't know need to know.
Yeah, we do some fundraising nights at individual stores. Yep. We have a email you can email into if you're a group, a church, a school, right. you know, a sports team that wants to raise money. So that's pmwisconsin@gmail.com. If you ever want to send an email there, we'll return it and get back to you. And then we also do some pizza sales where we've raised $2,000-$3,000 for some causes that that people give. We give them a sell sheet. They can go sell, and they make certain dollars per pizza. And, yeah, we've raised a lot of money
for
a lot of
people. Right. What yeah, a great asset to the entire community.
Check all the boxes. That's awesome.
You guys are the absolute best. Nikki and Danny Bame, Green Bay Papa Murphy. You got to check it out, folks. It's truly fantastic. Yeah. Thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you
guys. Thanks wow. for having us.
Absolutely.
We come back. Daddy D Productions live music series with Dennis from the Glam Band and American Honey. Back after this.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. WISS is where you'll find your Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cardinals at 6:35 tonight. What a fun show we have had today.
Wow.
Oh, man. Papa Murphy's, thank you so very much for your amazing stuff you brought in. And now we are so proud to present our brand new sponsor of our favorite segment of the entire week, the live music series brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
Hey. Love these guys.
Now, it's just Daddy D Productions.
Not anymore.
So, you
on
know,
this
I'm going to have to change
it's
it.
Big Daddy D.
You never yeah. know what you're going to get out there. Well,
Shelly likes
you.
It.
High fives.
Dennis Peters of the Glam Band. How you doing, brother?
I've been. Ask around.
I'll tell you what. I heard you guys at the Sardine Can the other day from upstairs our studio here. You guys were rocking that joint.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Joints need rock, too.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been busy. It's just getting crazy. 12 shows this month, and wow. just trying to keep everybody moving.
Absolutely. Well, this is so great. So, Daddy D Productions, you guys are finishing up. Shelly, talk to us here. We've talked. How mad were you at me last week when I pointed out something about your husband?
I laughed really hard. I can't believe I was up early enough to even see it.
Don't worry about it.
How dare you?
I was really proud. Really proud.
Now, if people weren't tuned in, I'm the dum-dum that had my shirt on inside out because
inside
I dressed
out.
In the dark.
Barely right? noticed it.
And
barely
well, they wouldn't it. Have noticed it if right. you didn't say anything, John.
And John was right. Exactly. John was the compassionate host who pointed it out.
Oh, man.
Just when I forgot. For the rest know? Of the show.
Okay, can I just say something? Dennis was over there, and he was going, look at his shirt. Look at his shirt. I'm like, what, Dennis? What? And he's like, it's inside out.
Well,
inside
then he blamed out. It on me.
Dennis blamed it on you, too.
I know, because he didn't want to wake me up.
Which is yeah, I
now
think
you know,
you
now
were
you
watching
know
over the
how
thing
it is for me. Yeah. Everything gets every blamed day, on yeah. Todd. Now you're in that
I'm
category.
I'm pretty sure guys. I was in bed listening that day.
I think so.
Dennis, I never let facts stand in the way of a good story.
That's right.
Just so you know that.
Just so you know, facts ran out kind of like in the 90s.
Daddy D with American Honey. So you guys, okay, talk about the difference between, or is it what you're doing at the Riverside? And your last show is what, tonight?
Tonight, yeah. We're doing the Old Time Rock and Roll Show. That's with our Daddy D Productions group. That's the big group. We've got a full band. We've got four vocalists, all kinds of production.
Kevin.
Kevin Van Ness is with us. Alicia Michelle plays the violin. All kinds of amazing folks.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen you, but you really bring the energy to that room. I mean, that's... you're pointing to him.
You're a big part of it, too.
I'm there, too.
But we talk, Daddy, about Green Bay has got some great companies and what they give back, but you're one of those. I mean, we wouldn't call you a company, but you're... You just do a lot for Green Bay. Iconic.
Well, everything 19 you do for years.
Yeah, it has. Right?
19 years we've been doing this. Yep. I can't believe it. Since we were how old, babe?
Seven.
Yeah. Seven.
Well, you guys went to school together, right?
Yeah, we did.
St. Norbert College, baby.
There you go.
You were in college at 7 years old?
Tonight is military night for the Green Bay Blizzard.
I saw that.
Both you and you, both veterans, thank you for that.
Hey, man.
Hey, well, by the way, we're going to be there. My lovely spouse and I will be at the game tonight.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's a good time.
Army guy.
Hooah.
Yeah. So we enjoy every one of our shows, no matter where we are or where we go, we like to introduce the veterans.
Right.
Yeah. And I will tell you, it's because it's a tradition, it gets lost on me. And when it starts to, somebody comes up and says what a big deal it is to them.
Yeah.
And then it brings you back like, oh, this is really a good idea to do it.
I'll tell you, the audience loves it.
Yeah. You both raised your right hand. Said you're ready, willing, and able to put your life on the line for our country.
Yeah.
No matter what happens after that, it's out of your control. But you had the courage to raise that right hand, and that means everything.
Yeah. I was going to say, let me count the ways, it's out of our control.
No.
Indeed. That's a fact.
Despite the promises of a recruiter. Right?
You know, it's funny. I went down to the MEPS Center, and I was going to be a newscaster.
Me too.
And the guy switched me. He goes, wouldn't your parents rather have an engineer? And he signed me up to be a demolitions engineer. What a weasel.
Oh, I don't know. I think finding landmines is a pretty good thing that what my sister do. Yeah.
I mean.
Dennis, introduce these people.
They're
going
to send me overseas to be a behind-the-lines radar guy, sending up radar communications behind enemy lines. That's what they were going to do to me. Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you're smart enough. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, and we got our smaller group, American Honey. There's four of us. Shelly, myself, Tony Pesavento, and Alicia Michelle. Sometimes we go as three, but a lot of times as four as well. Because the summers, a lot of people aren't going to pay for a ticket to sit inside. We kind of go around to places with the four of us and play a lot of, you know, more intimate venues and all that kind of stuff. Got a
intimate,
bunch of stuff.
That's where
out.
The love is.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us today?
We can do a little Johnny Cash this morning.
Oh, I would love him.
Why wouldn't we, huh?
Amen.
Do you want me to chime in or no? Shelly?
Yep.
You want me to take your part?
Okay,
you sing in your head.
Daddy sang bass.
I hear the train coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Time keeps dragging on. And I hear that whistle blowing on down the ceiling going. When I was just a baby, Mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Shiloh just to watch him die. Shot him twice. And I hear the whistle blow and I hang my head and cry. Yeah? Hey! Cause
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert pavement, breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
You know, 1, 2, 1, 2. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lapalona, Bango, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tok, Baron, Krillin, Potato, I'm Killer.
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Now, you want to send out a verse to all the folks in the great state of Wisconsin? If the city that you're from isn't in this song, doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means it doesn't rhyme with anything. We're starting Appleton. You know, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Been to Avalon, Shiocton, Tigerton, Briarton, Monroe, Oshkosh, Madison, Waukesha, Wausau, Ottawa, Brown Deer, Woodville, Thames, Saukville, and Deep Here, Green Lake, Rice Lake, Shawnee Lake, Sister Bay, Green Bay, Yatter Hay,
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Travel out head my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Mino and Mayor in the morning.
That was awesome.
That is good. That is that. Yeah, that
how
is
long
so
did
you.
It take you to get all the ones down?
I would love to tell you it took a long time, but the some of the stuff comes. That was a quick one.
Wow.
For whatever reason. Well, wow. I grew up in Howard, so I kind of knew all of those
there
places
you go.
There.
You
that's know? Fantastic.
I was waiting to see how you'd find a way to fit Economowoc in
Economowoc,
there.
Economowoc, yeah.
I do want to say that that's emblematic of your shows. They are local. I think part of the reason that you guys were born and raised here, but secondly, you just love this community. You can tell when you're up there.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we try and implement local things, but not too local, because you never
right.
know who's out
coming,
there.
Right.
In fact, we did a show for the American Legion, and this is about two years ago, and it was a local show, and then there was somebody in the audience, and they're like, hey, do you guys travel? And I'm like, yeah, we'll travel. They're like, well, we have the Midwest Convention, and we'd like to bring your group to the Midwest Convention. Might be in Minnesota, it might be in Iowa, it might be in Illinois. And she might be in Wisconsin. And I said, okay, we had the day open. They're like, good, I'll call you in a week. They call back. They're like, hey, good news. They planned it. It's in Wisconsin at Oneida Bingo and Casino.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, which was great. And we had about 500-600 people at this
nice.
Thing. We do the show, and I get off the stage, and the person stops me, and they're like, hey, do you guys travel? And I'm like, yeah, where are we going? Like, Krakow or right. whatever, you know? And they said, no, a little further than that. You give me your phone number. I'm going to text you. There's a committee. You tell them what they tell you. I'll tell you what they tell me. We'll make this happen. Here, it was the national president of the American Legion. They flew us out to Charlotte, North Carolina, the whole group, and we performed for all of them
wow.
there in Charlotte. So we're the entertainment for the national convention.
You're not by any chance doing the Wisconsin convention this year, are you?
We are. We're doing nice. The Midwest convention this year, yeah.
You know who the featured speaker is?
Who's that? The mayor?
Tell him, Shelley.
It's Mino.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
We'll save us a seat.
Absolutely. That'll be fun.
Awesome.
And listen, I'm not, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that to brag. I'm not, we're not saying that to brag. What I'm just very proud that we can do
absolutely.
A mom and pop
yeah,
Wisconsin
said,
type
yeah.
of thing that can travel nationwide and people dig it, man. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Wrote a song about it.
Yeah, right?
Dennis, there's something special. Okay, so obviously you have the glam band, and then you have your acoustic group almost exactly along the same lines with them. Sometimes it's nice to break away and do something a little bit more, what's the best way of putting it? Not personal, but
oh,
more
indeed.
From,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
It's a different approach altogether. Different brain cells are being used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you guys enjoy more?
Well, you know, at this point, you got to ask me on what night.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. My wife never ages. But sometimes when we do the smaller group show, you'll have people who have no idea who you are. They didn't pay to buy a ticket there. They're not just coming to see you. And if they still turn around at the bar stools and clap, then you should still be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then maybe it's time to think about, you know.
Man, don't think about it too hard, man. Maybe the conversation's pretty heavy.
Maybe yeah. that maybe that advice goes for radio hosts, too.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Oh, how dare you,
wow.
sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Derek, who,
why
Shelley?
Are you talking about yeah. Schwabba that way?
Who writes your shows? And then how much time do you spend doing that? They're different.
That's
they're,
this guy.
You do,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good...
He actually, you know, sometimes it'll be new material at rehearsal that we have no idea it's coming. He wrote a parody on... song from it, Get Back, and it is about his is it uncle or
my
grandpa
Jojo. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who clucks like a chicken.
Yeah.
And you guys would not believe how funny it is.
It was really dumb. We also like I like to do
really
a
dumb.
Parody like no. if Elmer Fudd was really cast as Danny Zuko in Grease, you know, Wabbit season had me a blast. It was fun, you know.
Is it more okay when you guys like Dennis when you do your little acoustic ensemble and you guys is this more of the real you versus the characters you play in the bigger events? Is this more of the real you coming out?
Yeah, I think so, huh? Yeah. And it's the music that we pick that we can do of all
right.
the genres.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I think, especially, I think when in this element, you're actually digging deeper into yourself. You're actually finding more of really who you are on the fly.
That's what I mean. Yep.
You know, and it's a real present. It's, you know, our drill sergeants would always say situational awareness will keep you alive on the battlefield. And I'm also want to say, and on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, wow. You know, because yeah. there's something to it. It's an incredible alertness. That as you're doing this, you're trying to entertain, and something comes up on the fly, and you figure out something different, something new comes out of your mouth you never thought of, never would have thought of, comes out. Maybe sometimes people laugh, maybe they won't, but you'll have.
Oh,
that.
They do. Yeah. They you do. Know? I was just looking at my phone, but I pictures when you were that Elmer Fudd thing with the. I have pictures of that, and that was hilarious.
We're gonna set our break, but I gotta tell you one thing that blew me away. What you did one night, Shelly. I was backstage with you guys at the Meyer years ago, and you did the Lucille Ball thing.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God, that was incredible.
Nice.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
We can't get rid of that bit.
Yeah.
Don't. It's unbelievable. We get started a quick break. Back with more Big Daddy D Productions, our live music series from Mind on the Mayor and American Honey. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Shot at the webbing. I missed Chloe Cow. Hunting dreams whipped at the seams. But those were habits. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Why I love this segment so much right
fun.
There.
We mean it.
Dennis Peters, take it away with our people, American Honey, Shelly and Darren Johnson. Brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
So you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yes.
At the lovely Riverside Theater.
It is.
The legendary Riverside Theater.
At Daddy D Productions. If you want to check out our website, it's at daddyds.com, daddyds.com, or you can call 920-371-2250. And tonight's the last night of the big run. So I think we've got it learned.
Tonight, yes.
Most good. Of the songs we've got.
So Daddy, I'm looking at your Facebook page, Daddy D Productions, and... Right on the very top, there's the phone number. So just go to the Facebook page.
Yep.
And if you can't remember the phone number, don't have the pen, ink, or the fax machine to write the phone number down. Just
who's working the phone?
That's me.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your mom do that for a while?
You know what's funny?
She was great.
Well, I would transfer the phone because we were it. I mean, we're truly a mom and pop business. Yep. It's Shelly and I. Well, now with the way things are, so many more people order online. So that helps a bunch. But we'll have people, and I call, they leave a message, I give them a shout back. But we were at the point where mom was helping out. My mom's 88 now.
That's awesome.
You know, so
get
she
you
deserves.
The right table. She was awesome. Yes, loved her.
Anyway, remember when Telsec was a big thing back in the day? You should have Telsec or something like that doing something.
I don't. Well, you know, I like to talk to people.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I like to be.
But you're a busy guy.
Folks.
You know, mom and pop organization.
So you
called
Darren.
You
want 4 tickets. Next thing you know, you got 12 tickets.
Yeah, upselling everybody.
That's it. You want some fries with that?
Dinner show.
Well, wait a minute. We got to read this. Todd, special medical alert here, right?
That's right.
Uh oh.
Do we have music?
You want more music?
Well, I mean, it's a medical thing. I mean, it's
Perfect. That was perfect. Whoever's yeah, go doing that, that yeah, go ahead, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special medical alert here. Not that we need to give John any more ammo, but you can let John know that there is some validity to the pickle juice theory. It has been used in athletics for quite some time. I think there is a back order on it right now, maybe next year at the Bell and Run. Rollin Schmidt, Bellin.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, pretty mama.
Oh, thank you, mama.
Oh yeah, baby.
We got about 4 minutes left, so maybe get another song, and then we can wrap up with some more details on shows and stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about upcoming shows. What's cooking?
If you haven't seen our the big group Daddy D Productions, we are doing a freebie show.
What?
Fantastic.
Where?
We are going to be at the Howard Commons.
Oh, when?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Howard Commons. What day, babe?
July 26th.
July 26th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 6. They got food trucks, all kind of stuff. So if you're like, hey, man, I don't want to spend any money and see what's going on this, come on out for free.
And that's a nice place.
Yeah.
Food trucks. Put a lot of money
you guys are just there, weren't you, Dennis?
We'll be there on the 20th coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In a week and a half.
And then we have some other American Honey dates coming up. I know on Father's Day, thanks, babe, you can go ahead and read some of them. I know for Father's Day, we're going to be at Jackson Point in Seymour. And then what else do we have going on, hon?
Tuesday, June 17th, we'll be at Voyager Park in De Pere
from
5:30 to 8.
At their pavilion.
Yeah, another new place, good investment.
So you're doing a Door County Buffet, Wine, and Music Bus Tour?
Yeah.
Sunday, August 24th. That looks cool.
We do some tours. We're going to put some people on a bus. They leave from like St. Mark Ministries in De Pere because they can park in the parking lot. We take them out to Sonny's Pizza. They have some pizza. And then they come and see us at the Simon Creek Winery, make a day of it, jump back on the bus, and head back. So there's all kinds of stuff out there. Just check. Go ahead and check it out.
All right, let's wrap this up. What do you want? Let's try this again. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah,
I'm rewinding right now. Let's wrap this up this weekend. And what would you like to conclude the song?
Shelly, sing a little. Problem here.
I left a good job in the city. Working for a man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping. Worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling. Rolling on a river. A river, do 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 do. Woo! Hey! Woo! I cleaned a lot of plays in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Said the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
River.
Rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
A river.
Do, 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 do.
Bring it home.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. That's like my all-time favorite song. That's the one thing I could do. I do the
rolling.
That was nice, man.
Rolling.
You were like, you on the road with us.
Yeah.
No, I am Ike.
You were like the pickle juice cure.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for sponsoring our great segment here. Shelly and Darren Johnson, American Honey, Big Daddy D Productions, Dennis Peters, Glam Band, you're awesome.
Thanks for letting me play with
you guys. Where are you guys tonight?
We are off this weekend.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for a phenomenal week. Hope you have fun at the Bell and tomorrow. I'll be running, of course. Have a great Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.